You're listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. About 15 people carrying a man on a gurney walked into the county meeting demanding justice for former county inmate Andrew Holland. Holland died in the jail's custody last year after spending 46 hours strapped to a restraint chair in a holding cell. A disturbing video was released Friday by the San Luis Obispo Tribune showing the hours leading up to his death.
We were students, members of various community organizations, and honestly just folks that heard about the issue and are really upset and wanted to do something about it.
Mick Bruckner is a Cal Poly fourth-year student and organizer of the protest.
We walked in silently up to and in front of the dais where all the supervisors were sitting, and we just sat down the gurney and held our signs silently facing the audience.
The signs called for the resignation of San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Bruckner. The signs called for the resignation of San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson. Bruckner says his group hasn't been happy with the county's response so far.
We needed to escalate the situation. Several statements were put out over the weekend by the sheriff's office and the DA's office that kind of pointed fingers at each other. We weren't happy with that response, and we decided to take it to the Board of Supervisors, who manages and is responsible for the county jail.
The board did not address the protesters, but called for a recess, and when the protesters didn't leave, adjourned until the afternoon. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.